Before we pray, we read some verses for mutual encouragement.
在我们祷告以前，我们读几节圣经，做互相的勉励。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
请看，撒母记上十七章。
We can put our bookmark in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
请放个书签在那里。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 29.
十七章二十九节。
17:29.
撒母耳记上十七章二十九节。
And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause?" Please read.
大卫说：“我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”
This verse really shut me.
这节圣经让我很震惊。
David knew that he came to this area for a purpose.
所以大卫知道他来这边是有目的的。
He come with a reason.
他是有理由的。
Thank God we have 70 to 80 people over here to join NATS.
我感谢神，我们在这边有70到80人来参加这 NATS.
Are we here not for a cause or not for a reason?
所以我来这里岂是没有原因吗？
A lot of things we think that, you know, from human's perspective, it is a coincidence that things just happen.
很多时候，从人的看法，事情只是偶然的。
But actually, there are God's plan, God's will hidden inside it.
但是从神那边，神是有一个目标，有目的的。
Please read chapter 17, verse 17 to 19.
我们再看十七节到十九节这一章。
Jesse said to his son David.
耶西对他的儿子大卫说
，Take now for your brothers an ephah of this dried grain and these 10 loaves, and run to your brothers at the camp.
你拿一法烘了的麦穗和十个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你的哥哥们。
And carry these 10 cheese.To the captain of their thousands, and see how your brothers fare, and bring back news of them.
再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。
Superficially, it is Jesse sent his sons to this battlefield.
从表面上是耶西叫他的儿子大卫去战场上。
But in the God's view, actually, David has been anointed already.
在神的眼里，大卫是已经被高立的人。
Saul was a rejected one. The evil spirit already entered into Saul.
神已经弃绝扫罗，邪灵进到扫罗心里。
There shall be a new king in the future.
将来会有一个新的国王。
God need to put David in the center of the stage.
所以神要把大卫放在这个就是说剧场上的焦点。
And David seems like knew this kind of will of God.
大卫似乎了解神的旨意。
So when his brother scolded him, "Why are you doing over here? You're supposed to keep our father's sheep."
所以当大卫的兄长很生气的对他说，你下来这里干什么？你应该去照顾你的羊。
He said, "I come here for a reason, for a cause." Yeah.
大卫回答说，我来这边是有原因的。
Brother and sister, we hear from the book of Ezra saying that everything has God's plan.
从以撒记我们知道在任何事情都有神的计划。
King Cyrus was sent, his heart was steered by God, therefore he wanted people to return back to their hometown to rebuild the city and the city of Jerusalem and the temple.
古列王被神激，他的心被神激动所以他差遣以色列百姓回耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
This king has been mentioned in book of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书已经提到有提到古列王的名字。
So elder encourages us that, you know, everything, if we entrust everything into the hands of God, we know that God arranged everything.
所以我们得到的长老的鼓励就是一切事情要交在神的手里。
Even though nobody cook for him, he just pray and someone will show up to cook for him.
他见证说当时教会没有人煮饭他把这些交给神，神就安排人来。
So, same token, your life and my life are under the control of God.
同样的你的生命，我们的生，我的生命都在神的掌握中。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
请看腓立比书第二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
腓立比书第二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
第二章十三节。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Please read.
因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行。
Why are we here today?
我们为什么要在这里？
Superficially, you might say, oh, because I have time.
表面上我们可以说，哦，我有时间。
Oh, maybe I really desire to see brothers and sisters, or really I like to worship God more.
或者说我想来这边见弟兄姐妹，我想多敬拜神。
But actually, it is indeed God attract us over here.
实际上是神自己吸引我们。
God wants you to be edified in this occasion.
神希望你在这一次盛会中得到造就。
God allow you to be able to touch Him in this occasion.
神希望你在这个盛会中被感动。
You can be moved by His words.
你会被神的话感动。
You can be filled with Holy Spirit.
你会被圣灵充满。
Because He has a plan in your life.
因为神在心里，你里面有计划。
So we are here for a course.
所以我们来这边是有原因的。
Now what is the course for David to be in this battlefield?
那么神差遣大卫到战场的目的是什么呢？
It is to save the Israelites out of the hand of the giant of the Philistine.
就是要拯救以色列人脱离哥利亚这个巨人的手。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 16.
我们再看撒母耳记上十七章
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 16
第十六节。
And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days morning and evening. The difficulties of Israel has been there 40 days and evenings already.
当时以色列人在那个困境中已经有四十日。
This giant Goliath has been scolded the living God 40 days and 40 days already.
那个时候这个哥利亚巨人在那边咒骂以色列人有四十日之久。
God sent David here to solve this shameful this event, this difficult situation.
所以神差遣大卫到那个战场来解决他们的困难。
Please read chapter 17, verse 50.
我们再看十七章五十节。
50 and 51.
五十和五十一节。
So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him, and there was no sword in the hand of David. 51. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine, took his sword and drew it out of his sheath and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled.This is the purpose for him to come here, for him to kill the giant.
所以大卫来战场的原因就是要来杀这个巨人。
Today you are here for the salvation of the kingdom of God.
今天我们来这里是为了神国的救恩。
Brother and sister, if we recall how our minister encouraged us this time.
弟兄姐妹，让我们回想传道长子是怎么样勉励我们的。
Pastor Liang told us that.The reason when you are here, you will bring a positive influence for sure in the future in the local church.
梁传道说，你来这里，你从这边回去以后，将来你对你所在的地方教会一定有正面的影响。
Pastor Jiao, encourage us this morning. We should admire for the holy work.
周传道今天早上勉励我们要羡慕善工。
You should be equipped and have good gift to serve in the local church.
所以我们要装备自己，来服侍地方教会。
So indeed we are here for the salvation of the kingdom of God.
我们来这边是为神的救恩。
If we look at the TCC, True Jesus Church from the Book of Revelation.
假如我们从启示录来看真耶稣教会。
We can see that in the last day, this true church is full of God's glory.
在末日，这个真教会是充满神的荣耀。
It's going to have a great wall, and this wall have 12 gates, and every gate is like a pearl.
这个圣城有很高的墙，然后有十二个门，上面有十二个珍珠。
We know that pearl refer to the truth.
这个珍珠预表真理。
And these 12Gates are faced to four different directions.
这十二个门呢，朝四个不同的方向。
So in the last day, the true Jesus Church, the true church of God, many people, different kinds of people, different race, different nations will all come into the house of God.
所以将来这个世界上的各民从四面八方都会来进到真教会。
不过 Haggai from the mouth of God prophesied that the glory of last day's church, last day's temple will be more glorious than the previous one.
哈该书预言说这殿后来的荣耀要大于先前的荣耀。
And this should be fulfilled before the last day, second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个预言在主耶稣再来以前会实现。
You may see it with your own eyes, or I don't know when, but we may be able to see this with our own eyes.
我们可能有机会看到这个预言的实现。
But so therefore we are here for a reason.
所以我们来这边是有目的的。
We should not look down on ourselves.
我们不要自己轻看自己。
We shall not despise the mission entrusted by our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也不要轻看主耶稣给我们的责任。
In this NCC, there was a preacher presented a topic concerning multicultural issues in True Jesus Church.
在过去的全国教会会议中，有一个传道跟大家讨论一个，就是在多种族的多种文化中间怎么样布道传福音的这个问题。
He mentioned that there are about 6 million in the world right now.
他提到
six billion.
他说现在有
6.6 billion.
六十亿，世上有60亿人。
And he says that the most population are Chinese, and then followed by Indian people.
他说到在这个世界人口中。中国人最多，然后第二呢就是印度人。
Really, God raised Chinese people to preach to Chinese congregation because there are a lot of Chinese people in this world.
所以神要借着中国的信徒向中国人来传福音。
But relatively fewer people live in America, including South and Northern America.
那在这个全世界的人口中呢？北美跟南美洲的人是算少数的。
But even in United States, there are only about 5% Asian people.
在美国大概只有5% 的这个亚洲人。
But he interestingly pointed out that doesn't matter of these figures. But in this world, only two languages dominate the whole world.
但是有一件很有趣的事实，就是这个世界现在有两种语言。被很多人使用。
That is number one is Chinese.
最多当然就是中国话。
Number two is English.
第二就是英语。
When we think about this, really, if go to India, what do they speak? They speak in English.
假如你去印度他们很多人都用英语说话。
You go to Africa, many countries speak in English.
你去非洲也是这样。
Therefore, God entrusted the brother and sister in the United States and UK a great mission.To bring this gospel to those who speak and understand English in this old world.
所以在美国和英国的弟兄姐妹们有很大的任务，就是要把福音传给说英文的人。
So we are here for the salvation of humankind.
所以我们来这边是为世人的救恩。
We should be aware of our territory and try to think about it and try to see what we can do for the Lord.
所以我们要来想想我们的我们所活的疆界，然后我们神的旨意，神对我的旨意是什么？
David knew he came there for a cause.
大卫知道他去战场的目的。
Even though he knew he came there for a cause, actually also he was already qualified for that battle.
他到那个战场的时候，他其实已经是装备好的。
Today for us, after we know our mission.We also need to be qualified to fight for God.
今天我们不但要知道我们的我们的任务是什么，我们要装备自己。
How was David be qualified? How was he equipped?
那么大卫是如何装备他自己呢
？Number one, he really had great faith concerning God.
第一，他对神有充分的信心。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26.
请看17:26.
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26.
撒母耳记上17:26。
17:26。Then David spoke to the man who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine and take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he shall defy the armies of living God. David really cannot bear it that this uncircumcised man try to defile the name of the living God.
大卫没有办法忍受这个未受割礼的非利士人来这个对永生神的军队来骂阵。
Because the power of living God is indeed enough simply just, you know, to defeat these giants.
他深信神的能力绝对能打败这个非利士人。
Please read 17 verse 45.
我们请看45节17章45节。
17 verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Verse 47.
47节。
Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. You can see how strong faith David has.
从这几节我们可以看到大卫对神的信心是如何的坚强。
Yes, the difficulty is great. Everybody was scared, including King Saul, the mighty one.
当时的情况在众人甚至扫罗王心里都是非常的危险。
If we look at the environment, our heart will be always melted.
假如我们只看我们的环境，我们的心会融化。
If you look at how small 2G Church is in the United States, you will say, forget about it, it's impossible.
假如我们看真耶稣教会在美国是个多么小的教会，或者我们会说不必提了。
If you look at how insensitive the Chinese people toward the, you know, Westerners evangelism, you will say, forget about it, it is impossible.
或者我们看到中国人不知道要怎么样向西方人传福音，我们觉得说这个任务是没有办法达成的。
But in David's heart,In God, nothing is impossible.
但是在神没有不能的事
情。He has that strong faith, huh?
大卫有这样坚强的信心。
So today we come here for a reason. We want to fight for the Lord. First of all, we need to have great faith.
所以要为神征战，我们第一要有充足的信心。
How can we have strong faith?
我们如何有坚强的信心呢？
The Bible says, believing in Jesus is come from hearing, hearing. Believe come from hearing, of the gospel.
圣经上告诉我们信道是从听道来的。
Today we come here, we hear a lot of sermons, we hear a lot of testimonies, our faith can be increased.
今天我们来这边，我们听到很多正道，很多见证，使我们的信心可以坚强。
I was really touched by Sister Si's testimony last night.
我对师姐妹昨天的见证非常的感动。
Her mother really liked to enjoy the flowers and the flower is fading, is dropping, and she feels sorry, and a voice talked to her, if you believe, everything is possible to those who believe.
当她的母亲看到这些花不断的凋谢，她希望这个花能再长，她听到神跟她说，只要像你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
Indeed, later on, another two trees, grow up besides, even though the big tree was chopped down. And it also appeared a lot of flowers.
虽然这个树后来被砍了，但是后来又有两棵小树再长出来，而且长了很多花。
Really, to God, everything is possible.
真的在神凡事都能。
We hear this kind of testimony. We hear the book of, the book preached by instructor, our faith should be increased.
所以我们听到这个见证，我们听到传道们所讲的圣经可以增长我们的信心。
Another way is through the experience that we have experienced with the power of God, our past experience or the experience we have.
另外呢，就是从我们过去所对神的经历来增强信心。
Let's read chapter 17, verse 45.
我们请看第十七章四十五节。
17 verse 36.
十七章三十六节。
36 and 37.
三十六节和三十七节。
Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. 37.
三十
七节。Moreover, David said, "The Lord who delivered me from the power of lion and from the power of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." And so said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." David dared to fight this giant because he killed a lion and bear before.
大卫之所以敢去这个杀这个巨人，是因为他过去有杀狮子的经验。
He has experienced the abundance of God before.
他过去有神同在的经验。
Therefore, he has faith. He had faith.
所以他有这样充足的信心。
Brother and sister, today, over here, we also can experience the mighty power of God.
同样弟兄姐妹在这里我们也可以经历神的大能。
After I share with you that a sister received healing this morning.
今天早上我说有位姐妹得到医治。
After I finish this, I go to this side. A sister said, yesterday morning, I saw glorious light. I saw angels are among us.
后来在我右边的有一位姐妹也告诉我说，昨天早上我看到这个看到天使和荣光。
This has give confidence and give us faith that as long as people truly pray in depth, God will directly help them, comfort them, manifest His glory to them.
所以这给我们很大的信心，只要我们做深入的祷告，神会给我们深入的体验，让我们看到他的荣光。
This gives us faith that when we go back to local church, we try to promote prayer, brother and sister will receive the same experience from our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们回到我们自己的教会的时候，我们也要鼓励所有信徒都努力祷告，也会得到我们的经验。
So we come here to be equipped with our faith.
所以我们来这边是要来装备我们的信心。
David was able to fight like giant because he had great love toward God and even toward he had great love.
大卫之所以能打胜这个仗，是因为他对神有爱。
Actually, he himself have great love.
他是一个很有爱心的人。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34.
我们请看17章34节。
17:34.
撒母耳记上17章34节。
But David said to Saul, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, 13, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from its mouth." And when it arose against me, I caught it by its head and struck and killed it.
35节。
When I read this verses, I imagine that if I'm a shepherd, am I going to save a lion? save a lamb that is in the mouth of lion? I guess I will not.
当我读这两节圣经，我会想到说，假如我是一个牧羊人，然后有一只狮子来抢走一只羊，我会去为了那只羊跟狮子打仗吗？
Because lion is the king of the forest.
我想不会，因为狮子是百兽之王。
How can we? How are we able to defeat a lion?
我能打败一只狮子吗？
But he has great love. He do not want to suffer a lion's life, a lamb's life.
但是大卫很有爱心，他不愿意有一只羊牺牲。
If we read the story of David, we know that because he has great love, he are able to earn the heart of his soldiers.
另外我们也从大卫的故事知道，因为他很有爱心，他能得到他的军兵的拥戴。
His son is a true how do you say it? Politician, no?
他的儿子是一个政客。
He know how to steal the heart of human being.
他的儿子知道如何夺取人的心。
But David is different kind of person.
然而大卫却是不同的人。
He truly earned your heart because of his love.
大卫是以他的爱心呢来赢得百姓的爱戴。
He has sent love toward God, not only to people, he has sent love toward God.
他不但对百姓有爱心，他对神也有爱心。
Today, after this NATS, you go back home. How are you truly? Are you willing to really truly fight for God?
同样的我们今天离开 NATS 以后，我们要怎么样为神征战？
If the love of God is dwell in you abundantly, you will be moved to truly live a life for Jesus.
假如神的爱充满在你心里，你就会立志为神生活。
Romans chapter 5 says that, you know, when we pray, the Lord will pour his love into our heart.
罗马书第五章说，当我们祷告的时候，神会借着圣灵把他的爱浇灌给我们。
So we hope that we can pray into the depth of Holy Spirit, so we can equip it with the love of Jesus Christ.
所以我们希望在祷告中做深入的祷告，是神借着圣灵的充满将爱浇灌在我们心里。
We are here for a reason.
所以我们来这里的确是有原因的。
Finally, I think we need to take action.
最后呢，我们需要采取行动。
In order to fulfill this call,
假如要完成这个任务。
Let's read First Samuel chapter 17 verse 48。
请看17章48节。
So it was when Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, and David hurried and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. I think this is the key, yeah?
这个是一个关键的经节。
You might have love and you might have faith, but you might sit there and do nothing.
我们或许有信心、有爱心，但是我们坐在那里不做任何事。
I think today the most important for our training is action, action and action.
所以我们训练的目的就是应该要采取行动。
We should do something after we got trained.
当我们装备整齐的时候，我们应该做一些事情。
So I was thinking about what Elder tried to.Teach us, and he says that you got to mobilize the people when they are still in zealous.
就像侯长老这样子说，当一个信徒的信心信心被火挑旺以后，应该要动员他。
So I really urge you to think about what you can do when you go back for the local church.
所以我们要想，我们回到自己的教会的时候要做什么事呢？
How can you truly influence other people to pray together or to preach together so that the church can truly make progress because of you?
所以我们回去要想，我们要如何去影响人，弟兄姐妹，让他们做更多的祷告或做更多的圣工。
A little fire can light up the whole forests.
一个小火星可以把整个草原烧。
A little heart that has fire can really warm up the whole church.
同样一个心有一个火热的心也可以感动周围的弟兄姐妹。
We shall not quench the movement of Holy Spirit.
我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We shall continue to pray to ponder what I can do, what kind of action I can take after I return back.
所以我们要去思想我们回去以后应该要采取什么样的行动。
There is a cause for me to be here.
所以我来这里岂没有缘故吗？
Now let's all come to the front and pray together.
请大家到前面来祷告。